Please turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and I think this is a fitting verse. Our attention is going to be confined to a single verse, and I think this is a fitting and appropriate verse in light of this happy New Members Sunday. Hebrews chapter 13, and now I have the privilege to read God's word, to read specifically verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. And the writer not only understands the vital role of leaders, but also the critical relationship between the congregation and leaders. And actually, in verse 17, we encounter both. But the emphasis in verse 17 is on the responsibility of the congregation to the pastoral team. And here's why. The effectiveness of pastoral ministry is dependent on the congregational response to pastoral ministry. That's why. Your soul needs the caring and watchful eye of a godly pastor. Numerous warnings throughout Hebrews. They sober us, and listen, they should convince us of our need for those who are called to watch over our souls. Those who take these warnings seriously are grateful for godly, caring pastors who keep watch over their souls. Given these warnings, we should want to be watched over by caring, godly, discerning pastors. This is what we're about. Our concern today is to prepare your soul. Our concern today is to give all of our energy to you, serving you, watching over you, to prepare your soul for that final day. Our concern is with your soul. Our concern is with your soul in relation to heaven and hell. A wonderful and appropriate celebration that took place moments ago. Your pastors are aware that one day it's our names who will be called by the chief shepherd himself to give an account to him as to whether we effectively watched over your souls with the gospel. For he has temporarily entrusted you to us. And one day, we will have to answer to him for that precious entrustment as those who will have to give an account. I mean, and so if the scriptures aren't uncomfortable with this language, we shouldn't be uncomfortable with this language. Or if we find ourselves uncomfortable with this language, we need to look around and say, why am I uncomfortable with this language? Because the Bible isn't uncomfortable with this language. Now, there could be a number of reasons why. You could simply be ignorant of the biblical teaching on this topic. Could be a sinful response motivated by arrogance. And sadly, there might be some. You find yourself uncomfortable with this language because you've had a bad experience. You were in a church with an authoritarian pastor or pastors. And I just want to say, if that has been your experience in the past, I am so sorry. And I want to make real clear, that isn't going to happen to you here. There should be a joyful disposition to trust and protect the pastoral team in this church. And any slanderous comment about the pastoral team should be challenged and, if necessary, resolved. Why? Because the pastors they're just sensitive souls. These guys are just so sensitive. No. That protection is needed in order to preserve the trust So having made this distinction between the role of pastors and the responsibility of church members, I just want to conclude by impressing upon you the inseparable nature of this relationship between pastors and church members and the fruit and effect of this particular relationship. So the effectiveness of pastoral ministry is dependent on an appropriate congregational response to pastoral leadership. When there is an appropriate response, theologically informed, to pastoral leadership, listen, here's the fruit and effect. There will be happy pastors, there will be a well-served church, and there will be a fruitful church. First of all, it's clear, God wants happy pastors. God wants happy pastors. Any other kind of pastors misrepresent him. Here's how to make your pastors happy. And let me just say, I think you might have the happiest pastors on the planet. I'd argue if there was a happy pastor competition, and I like everything to be a competition, if there was a happy pastor competition, I would enter it and argue that the five guys right now who have the privilege to serve you are the happiest pastors on the planet. That's what I'd argue, because you are appropriately applying this passage to your life. So this is how to make pastors happy. And did you notice there? This is to your advantage. Me, all the time. How's it going? How do you enjoy return to pastoral ministry? My response is usually every time, immediately. I'm having a blast. We're having a blast. What? Why am I having a blast? I'm having a blast because of you. That's why I'm having a blast. Who wouldn't want to serve here? Who wouldn't want to speak to you? Oh my. It's all the guys who spoke at T4G would say, great privilege, deep honor, incredibly humbling. But they would also all agree, there's no comparison between the honor and privilege of speaking at T4G and the honor and privilege of standing here before you. No comparison at all. I'm always so excited when we have a guest speaker because I know what they're going to experience. Oh my. I mean, if we could, I would just like everybody who wonders if they are called, not sure if they're called, preach here. These people will convince you you're called. Okay? They will. When you'll drive off this lot, you'll just think, whoa, yes, God did use me, okay? Okay, so here, this is no surprise. So, guest speaker last week, Ryan Fullerton, our good friend. So on Monday, he sends me this. He writes, I have never encountered a people who express as much thankfulness as Sovereign Grace Church of Louisville. Wasn't surprised when I read that at all. Started to cry immediately, tears of joy. I thought, Lord, help me to somehow convey that. So when Spurgeon said that the church he served was the dearest place on earth, that's what you've become to us.